T-Mobile. AM.
Morning, KK4NXZ.
Hey, G4WZM, how are you?
Go nuts, dude.
Working a lot. Looks like we didn't get any ice here. That's a good thing.
Kevin?
Like?
Now?
Not OTR anymore.
You just starting your day or are you headed to work?
Out to work.
You gonna be on this time in the morning?
Yep.
You're on the radio in quite some time.
Day for quite a while now.
I'm a little bit later than now or earlier.
It's on later. I'm usually starting my work. He is usually starting my work.
With you in the truck.
Okay, it's 35 degrees here. Okay, cool. 3 degrees above freezing. Now.
You come on later.
Hey, yeah. To get on later.
Well, I've been trying to get into work at 5. Monday didn't go too well, and neither did yesterday. So today ain't going too well either. Keen, all right. He's my father-in-law. As much as I had to, that was a package deal that I had to take. I think I might have got the raw end of the deal on that one.
Father-in-law, I'm just messing with you.
All right. Listening. Oh yeah. No, all right. Okay.
Don't feel like going to work.
For me, welcome to our world. That's up your way, Mike. It's 37 up here, so we don't have any ice or any. It's just light rain right now.
Oh, hold on a second.
35 on the car right now. So, yep, that's good. We'll keep that ice away. Part, all that was in the North Carolina side. I mean, I'm talking just over the mountain there at the house. Been saying all week on that. That's why I didn't think your place was going to be a big issue, because it's really not. Even I looked at it this morning, and it was, you had to be up in Hendersonville and Asheville at this point to really have anything to talk about just yet. So that's good, as long as we can keep our roads clear. Man, those guys are in for a mess up there. I mean, they're talking about a half an inch of ice in places. I mean, that's no good. I hadn't heard him on there this morning. This is normally his early morning, but it showed all ice up there at his place. Patrick. He drives a tool truck out of North Carolina. He comes on Thursday mornings a lot. Patrick, you out there this morning? KK4POT. Get to hit the old snooze button this morning.
About three times.
Three times, too. Any time I want between 4 and 6.
Big enough.
Jump in here.
Ken. Well, Ken might be 520.
On the radio, Mike, because I was using my motorcycle as my main commuter vehicle. But some old lady decided to reshape the bike for me, so I am no longer riding it.
That happened.
25.
Why did you ever get your good grief. I can't remember what it was now, but you ever get your four-wheel drive fixed?
I stand by at the house today. See, that was why I was riding a motorcycle, because I was going to, you know, fix that while I was riding the motorcycle. Well, I procrastinated. I was like, well, I got me a running vehicle. I'll just drive the motorcycle. I'll worry about the Explorer later. I don't feel like fixing it. That's what it was, a Ford Explorer. So it's still sitting in the house in the same condition. I can drive it if I have to, but it shouldn't really be on the road right now. I'm borrowing my neighbor's car while he's out of town, actually.
Al, did you ever get your engine from Al?
I'm almost done with it. Doesn't have a whole lot left, but he needs some parts off of one of the other engines that I've got. And I have been so busy, I really haven't had much of a chance to get to that. But during the weekends now, I'm going to try to put a bit more time and effort into it. Also, eventually, at some point soon, I should be getting a check from the insurance company for the bike. And at that point, I'll probably work on fixing that Explorer up with that money as well.
Brand new Ford and be done with it.
Honey, if you want to buy me one, now we're talking, but I don't have that kind of money right now.
Driving, man, I'm telling you right now. Change companies to drive local, or who are you working for?
Companies are, I'm coming towards the end of my training stage. I'm trying to pick up a specific route that I really want. And I'd make more doing that than I was for the company that I was over the road for. So that's what I'm trying to do, because I'll be home every day and make more money as well.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah. Very windy.
Not a wind my way, KK4POT.
I came through Traveler's Rest a few minutes ago, and now I'm passing Furman, and it's very windy.
Up at your old place?
Got me a tiny house.
I'm working out. You got septic water hooked up to it?
I go over to an actual fixed up house for that, but I'll get that going here in a little bit.
In that same area though, with your tiny house.
Same street. I'm next door to where I was before.
Now they call for a little bit of snow, and who knows?
Well, it won't gone by lunch.
5:40 either way, so. But don't shut the interstate down. I'll be there the whole time.
Hey. Is your job South Greenville or where?
I'm in Cherrydale. I run all over the upstate today. I'm going out to Spartanburg.
You don't have as far to drive for, do you?
I'm rolling up to work right now. I'm going to have to hop off of here for a few minutes.
Have a great day, man.
I'll be back on in a little bit. KJ4WZM.
Good talking to you. Good hearing your voice again. And you have a 7-3. Have a great day. KK4NAC.
Not liking this cold weather. You got that in the hole.
What you got going on this morning?
My truck, man, it's just acting a little bit funny this morning where it's, you can feel it kind of tugging a little bit. It's not liking the weather. Man, these salt trucks just about on every exit ramp.
They're going to need them unless the temp drops.
It is. Wouldn't doubt that it does, though.
Call it lag or stuttering a little bit. I had the issue before whenever I changed my oil. I put that kind of like that RevX stuff in it, and that helped it out. So it's time for all that to happen again.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it. I thought you were going to go ahead and try to see if that knocked it out.
Destinating, and I got to hurry up and order everything off Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, I've got my reason I'm not driving my Prius is my heat don't work. I got the heater valve put in it. I just hadn't done it.
You don't feel like getting it done in the days you cry off. You want to, you either got other stuff to do or you want to relax.
On 12 hours a day, and sometimes a little bit more, and by the time I get home, I'm wiped out.
Exactly.
We had a couple of years ago, you know, I'd come home, work, you know, we built a house, I'd work on that house about 11, and then I'd go to bed, get up at 4, I'd think nothing about it, but I can't do that anymore. I just pushed over the hill, man.
Too often. I mean, I still got my nights where I stay up late, but like last night, I know I was in bed before 10 o'clock. I couldn't stay up any longer. We really ain't had a good opportunity to get anything done. Feel like it's rained just about every day.
I've been wanting to scrape the road and scrape my driveway, but it's when I get a chance to do it, it's raining.
Day where it got up to, 70-something degrees, and then it got cold right away, and then started raining again.
Seriously, it's roaring.
It's the weather over the edge. Just once the sun starts coming up and the wind blowing, it might start freezing.
What this morning?
Keeping in.
I was going to jump on earlier just to check and see how the roads were, because I think I go down 85 and he comes up the other end from Greer. But I'm sure he'll be on in a few minutes.
I'll already be at work.
Shoot, I need to get to work earlier, and I can't.
It was a wash for me. Last week, I was able to get to work earlier.
Man, I just beat the crap out of my alarm clock. I just keep snoozing it, knowing I got to get up.
You know, I was hitting mine with a stick.
Across the room as well, just to try to get me up out of bed, but I didn't even set that one last night. That was, could have been a mistake.
Well, lug nuts and an ashtray by your bed on the nightstand, so when that thing goes off, you can start throwing those lug nuts at it.
KJ4WZM.
I'm in there. You're in Greer.
just rain, no ice. I figured we'd get it up there in the mountains, but according to the Doppler, it was behind us on the other side of the North Carolina line. I was telling Daniel and Tim earlier today, I think Patrick probably got hammered up there.
Getting, was it ice or was it, did it change over to where they was getting snow?
There's pink up there, and I think that's a snow-ice mix.
Ice, man, the worst thing is people think they can drive on it, even with four-wheel drive, and it don't do them any good. They end up in bad situations. Then you got all the limbs and stuff to get pulled off trees.
Lose our power. Not gonna get a snow this year.
The trees over here on 290 in the streetlight look like they're glazed over. It's 30 degrees here now.
The weather's changing.
When I get to work, it'll be sunshiny and 70, so I'll have to stay there.
Hey, 70 next week.
Hopefully I can get some stuff done.
70's and no more rain. Tired of it. Tow truck's moving. I don't know what good it'll do if it's raining.
Trucks.
Budget Greer, so we'll see what it's like there.
Well, you already got a truck moving, or have you started work yet?
I'm on the road for work, at work.
Well, I hope you don't get into no situations today.
Drive for a living, having a collision in the weather is very bad.
Ends up shutting us down if the trucks can't get in. Once that happens, it's just a matter of time.
I'm destinated. I'm going to say 73s to y'all. Be careful out there. And have a fantastic day. It's KK4NXC. We're going to be clear.
You have a good one. KK4NXC, KJ4WZM.
73C, KO4CF.
A good one. KN4TFW.
Nothing on 85 that makes me think it's getting bad yet. I mean, there's ice trucks just about every couple exits, so I don't know. I didn't really see a whole lot.
Yeah, well, that's good. Like I said, right there, I topped the hill by the house there, and it was reading 30. And when I looked at the trees in the church lot, they were all lit up, and they all look like they're glazed over.
I got a phone call to make. I'll be right back to y'all, KJ4WZM.
Mice hanging off of some of the road signs. That's, you know, some of the quickest ones to happen, but I don't see any.
See much of anything. My wife was saying they were calling for possible snow and I guess freezing rain here over the next couple hours, but I hadn't really checked it myself.
This morning was a little bit more concerned about the coming hours, only because there was some more rain and she thought you'd get some evaporational cooling and might get it down there low enough to, you know, start doing some stuff.
Starts coming up, you get that little bit of extra change in temperature where it drops a little bit, it might actually get a little bad, who knows, because I'm right here at work, and it's showing 35, so it won't take but a couple more degrees. Enjoy it all yesterday, or you and the wife enjoy the evening together?
Radio, she had to work, you know, last night. She usually works second shift, but today, I guess next couple of days she's working the morning shift, so I'll be able to see her in the evening. She'll get off about the same time I'm getting off.
At home, I turned it on for a little bit, but then I was like, nah, I don't feel like doing it.
Now I looked up a few antennas, you know what I mean, seeing what was out there and what kind of prices there was, and then I listened to Dave Kassler talk about shortwave radio listening. You know what I mean, and that. So I just was just kind of looking.
Video. There wasn't anything that I really found interesting on shortwave. I mean, there might be something out there that I ain't stumbled across yet, but the shortwave is just
I don't know. It was, so far, there's nothing.
And like when that first Gulf War started, you know, he was listening to BBC on that, and you could tell something was getting ready to happen. And that, you know, and he said, I guess when we had some issues with Japan, you know, when he listened to the Japanese stations, they were telling a different story. So, you know, it just gives you a different perspective, I guess.
Most thing I see is where it interrupts my 40 meters and it just engulfs the top part of the band and you can't do any talking on it.
That chart, it showed where all the stations were, what band they were in, and you know where they were coming out of, and what time of the year they were best to listen to. And yeah, he mentioned that on a couple of them. Yeah, on 40 meters, there's one that pops in that really screw up a couple of things. Sure enough,
it gets me. That's why I've got that little short segment between the QRN and the shortwave stuff that I got right there at the beginning of the general band, and then there's a little bit more on up, and I can squeeze in between, and it really gets me down where I don't have much of anything to work with, but, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully it'll change, or I'll figure out what it is once.
Now,
was you looking at anything particular?
You know, getting something that I could, you know, something that was directional that I could aim. You know what I mean? To at least pull in 20 meters, but I was looking for, you know, something that was more multiband, but they're pretty proud of them, you know, and something with, you know, three elements or something like that. But, and then I was also looking, my first choice when I first was getting started was that MFJ Octopus. And then, so I still hadn't decided if that was going to be any better than the wire that I have, although I would be able to, you know, turn it and make it be more directional.
Condemnation for a little while last night, and they were talking a lot about loop antennas, which, you know, I want to build that little one for the RFI. And, you know, they use a lot of variable capacitors on it, but, you know, it's supposed to have a null. What is it, broadside to it? Or no, it's supposed to hear broadside, but then it's got a null side to side. And you can turn it and either get you null where you need to cancel something out, or you can turn it in the direction you want to pick up something. So they say you can build those pretty cheap. I don't know.
All the cheap ones were for, like, you know, 6 meter and higher. And that, you know, when you got into the 20 and the 40 and that, it's like they started really being proud of them.
I understand that. Yeah, I might look into, I wouldn't mind trying that one day, but they say all you need is some coax and basically a variable capacitor, and you can build one for 40, 80, whatever you really want to try to get it on, but I hadn't really delved into trying to find any plans yet. But, well, Ken, I got to jump out of here. I got to head on into work. So hopefully you have a great day. Be careful on your way to work. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, 7-3, Andrew. Glad you made it in. All right. Hopefully you'll have an awesome day. And I'll look forward to catching you maybe in the afternoon. KN4TFW.
KJ4WZM, 73C.
Greer is some you know, a little bit of ice in the trees. That's all I'm seeing right now. Here. Hampton.
Taylor's right now away at Hampton.
His mama's got to go that route this morning a little bit later.
All is wrong. You're saying 34 in Taylor's.
Yesterday.
It was a pretty nice day. I'm trying to remember if there was anything specific that stood out to me in some way, but I can't really think of anything.
Today?
There's Mountain Shadow. I'm at the bottom of a hill. Let me get out of this real quick.
I said, what kind of truck are you in today?
Freightliner Sprinter van. Yesterday I drove a Freightliner semi-truck. Well, today I'm in a Sprinter van. They change things up on me constantly.
Make sure you continue to know how to drive everything.
Going downhill again. Again.
They wanted to make sure you knew how to drive everything and stayed used to driving it. They didn't want you to get spoiled driving the same thing every day.
You know how to drive everything. I have an 18-wheeler license with double and triple and tanker endorsements on it. I have my motorcycle license as well. I can drive everything.
I drove an 18-wheeler back in the early 80s, but it's been a long time than that. So, yeah, I don't have a license for it anymore.
Back then, or was that before they made you get them?
I didn't have one back then. Probably shouldn't have been driving, but did anyway.
And it is windy.
Casey is there for some reason. What are you doing, Greer?
QT, but I'm not delivering here. I'm going to Boiling Springs, actually, and helping a guy today deliver up there. He has a lot on this truck.
And too far in front of you. Asset Road on 85. Just north of Spartanburg, exit 80.
For quite a while then. Real quick, get coffee. I'll be right back. KJ4WZM.